The price of oil was down today, gold was down, and Caterpillar's headquarters is leaving Illinois. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 14th day of June. Thanks for being with us, everybody. A major recall put a ding in the Mustang EV rollout. Tech companies and layoff notices, they are aplenty. A free perk at Sam's Club is ending. We've got a new report about pollution and your lifespan, and it is frightening. Some airline news for you. Something you may not have considered as price ticks up. Guess who is getting a major benefit? Meanwhile, small business owners are getting worried. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Meta is working on keeping kids safe. So we are told. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. We've got a lot to cover today, so we're going to jump right into it. And by the way, you want to follow us on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. We're also on Instagram, should you want to see some of the photos that we include on a daily basis. Well, the price of a barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude fell today, off by as much as $2.18. Meanwhile, gold also took a hit, off by more than $22 an ounce at one point. Caterpillar, the construction and mining equipment giant, announced it's moving its corporate office from Deerfield, Illinois, in favor of Irving, Texas. In a statement, the company said, quote, "We believe it's in the best strategic interest of the company to make this move, which supports Caterpillar's strategy for profitable growth as we help our customers build a better, more sustainable world," end quote. So, what's behind those lines? Well, it could be taxes. While the vast majority of employees for Caterpillar will remain in Illinois, where the corporate office is located, it has huge tax implications. And our bet, if you read the statement carefully, the words profitable growth sort of sticks out. And if you pay little in taxes, well, you get the idea. Maybe your profits might just increase. The Ford Motor Company has recalled nearly 49,000 Mustang Mach-Es, and it's a huge blemish on the EV rollout. Bloomberg is reporting that the Mach-E Mustangs were made in a factory in Mexico. Dealers are advised they can still take delivery, but they are being told to hold transferring the vehicles to owners. The issue involves the possible overheating of high-voltage battery main connectors, which can cause vehicles to lose power while in motion or fail to start. The defect is being corrected with a software update that owners can receive over the air or by going to their local dealer. During the pandemic, high-flying tech companies were hiring like crazy, and their businesses were on a roll. Well, now it all seems to be a different story. CBS News is reporting that Coinbase said it's cutting its workforce by 18%, or about 1,100 people, citing economic conditions that allowed the company to, in their words, grow too quickly. In addition, cryptocurrency company BlockFi, which had grown nearly sixfold in 2021, announced it was laying off about 250 people. Privacy and marketing company OneTrust let go 950 employees, Stitch Fix cut 330, and identity verification company ID.me dismissed 130. Transportation company Bird slashed a similar number, while Policy Genius gave the pink slips to about 170 people, and all of that happened over the past 2 weeks. So far this year, tech companies worldwide have laid off a total of 35,000 workers, according to layoffs.fyi, which tracks job cuts in the industry. Many more are abruptly reversing their hiring plans, in particular formerly fast-growing cryptocurrency companies, and some others are rescinding job offers. Tech companies are often seen as a bellwether for the broader economy. Investors in tech need a relatively high risk tolerance, as these startups can take a long time to turn a profit. When the economy is expanding, these investors are often willing to forego profitability for growth. But that calculus changes when borrowing becomes more expensive, such as when interest rates rise, or when the economy looks a bit less rosy. One of the most successful membership retail clubs is Sam's Club. Starting way back in 1983, the members-only warehouse now has nearly 600 locations in 44 states. Unlike Costco, which charges $60 for a base membership, the Walmart-owned retailer offers its memberships at a slightly cheaper rate. Sam's Club customers can choose between becoming a club-level member for $45 a year or a plus-level member for $100. At that level, you get more perks like cash back, pharmacy discounts, and early bird shopping hours. Well, now Business Insider is reporting that starting on June 28, regular Sam's Club members will have to pay a $4 fee per order to use the chain's curbside pickup service. A Sam's Club representative told the publication the retailer originally intended to make an exclusive free perk for Plus members only, but decided to expand the benefit to all members during the pandemic as a courtesy to ensure a safer shopping experience. Well, as of now, there is still no minimum purchase required to use the curbside pickup service, and it appears the $4 fee is a flat rate regardless of the purchase amount. However, those who would rather not pay extra fees may consider upgrading to a Plus membership to continue using the service for free. Now, if you do the math, the Plus membership at $100 means you would get a total of 13 free pickups. So maybe if you do more than that, it might be worth the extra cash. A new report is out that says air pollution will cut the average global lifespan of a person by 2.2 years. So says the Energy Policy Institute at the University of Chicago. So how does that stack up to, say, booze or tobacco? Reducing life expectancy by that 2.2 years, that's a smidge more than the decline of average life expectancy caused by smoking, more than three times that of alcohol use and unsafe water, six times that of HIV/AIDS, and 89 times that of a conflict and terrorism. Now you know, in case you've run out of stuff to worry about. There are competing bids to take over Spirit Airlines from JetBlue and Frontier Airlines. Now the board at Spirit says it will make a decision by the end of this month. The board will evaluate the offers and then present to shareholders at a special meeting on June 30. JetBlue improved on their previous offer to buy Spirit on June 6, saying it would pay Spirit $350 million, a portion of which would include a cash payment to shareholders if regulators do not approve the acquisition. The proposal came after Frontier Airlines agreed to pay $250 million to Spirit if its deal didn't win regulatory approval. You know, as prices on just about everything continue to increase, there is a solid winner out there you may not have considered. Who might that be? Well, that would be your local, county, and state government. Cities, counties, and states set their budgets often based on a mixture of taxes, with sales taxes often one of the drivers. Now, with inflation hitting 8.6%, those budget numbers are projected to climb. So maybe the good news is that road project might just get done this year after all. As the labor market continues to be a problem and inflation ticks up, small business owners are becoming more skeptical about the future. The National Federation of Independent Business Optimism Index has shown small business sentiment fell by 0.1% last month to 93.1, with the number of small business owners expecting conditions to improve over the next 6 months dropping by 4 points to a net negative of 54%. The data indicates that inflation, which we all know sits at a 40-year high, is a significant factor for small business owners, with 28% citing it as their top problem. The number of respondents that reported raising their average selling prices also hit a record high of 72%, which, by the way, is 32 points higher than at the same month last year. And it was inflation that was on the minds of investors today, and that Well, that and the Fed, anyway. The Dow fell by 151 points to end the day at 30,364, while the NASDAQ was able to stay above the flat line by 18 points to close at 10,828. And the S&P 500 was off by 14 points to end the session at 37,35. And yes, the Fed does meet this week. And finally, there is this. Meta is rolling out a new parental supervision tool for Instagram and its Quest VR headsets as the Facebook parent company faces increasing scrutiny over its product's effects on younger users. On Instagram, parents will now be able to set limits on how much time their kids can spend on the platform. Children will also receive nudges to switch to a different topic if they are repeatedly looking at the same type of content. Similar features are being added to Quest, which will also let parents block specific apps. Meta was last week hit with 8 lawsuits in the U.S., accusing the company of boosting its profits by deliberately making Instagram and Facebook addictive to young users. The Wall Street Journal reported last September that internal Meta studies found that Instagram has a harmful effect on teenage girls' mental health. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend, that would be James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.